Warning, the opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
It sure does, Jimmy. It sure does again, doesn't it?
Here's Johnny.
That's what we do. It's the Above My Pay Grade podcast. It's been a few. It's been
They're
a while, huh?
Back.
Yeah, I mean, really, Jim, we've just been on PTO for the whole summer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
It's a long summer. You, what are we, teachers?
You know, you put 9 episodes in, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's rough.
You got to take some time off. So you got to take 2 months off, right? What are we, teachers? The union said whole summer off, Jim.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, look, it was it was a needed rest in PTO. I mean, guys, we put tens of minutes per week into this. I mean, you can't expect us to always be here. You know what I mean? We're not your parents. We're not always there for you, right?
Well, you know how it goes. You start, your summer hits. We'll do it next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, all right, next week, the week after that. And then, we're going away. So both Jeremy and I and the families, we had taken a nice little trip to Punta Cana.
Yeah, we sure did. And honestly, we had good intentions because we packed our microphones and our computers and we were going to record a couple episodes while we were there. But...
And it's the old school mic, so I'm sure TSA thought it were a pair of dildos in our
Well, yes. So the problem was that now the modern computers only have USB-C, and the mics had the old USB or whatever, so we couldn't plug them in. They didn't sell them in the gift shop. You know, there's no DoorDash from Best Buy there that I could find. So we said, all right, fuck it. We won't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought about it for at least 12 seconds. And then we said, no, we'll just go to the beach and drink instead. But we had good intentions, and that's the important part, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice to just take the break, you know, that not lying, but it also was nice to hear people, the many fives and tens of you that listen to this podcast.
That is not true, Jim. There's I know. Hundreds of
people. We've had a lot of listens, actually. It's been good. But been we've had people ask, when are you doing the next episode? I don't know if this is making us feel good. You know, like, it's like, you know, when you see that little kid that doesn't get picked for gym and you feel bad.
I was that kid.
You know, like, hey, listen, come on over, Tim. Yeah. We'll take you.
We finally got picked for gym.
We need someone to get us water.
They're like, all right, we're playing kickball. Let's see. I'll take him. There's the kid with one leg. We'll take them. Why aren't you taking Jeremy? Well, I mean, he struck out in kickball last week, which is almost impossible.
Right? Yeah, it happens.
I'll take the kid in the wheelchair. Yeah. Hey, come on, pick me.
It's so bad that when you're the only one left, and most teams would be like, yeah, whatever. They're actually playing rock, paper, scissors to see who actually gets you.
I'm just a little kid, right? Like,
oh, man, they're going to pick me any minute. Come on, pick me, pick me.
You have no idea that they're like, oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I got a new toy, Jim. I can now be a little kid
whenever I want.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah. That was, you know, rough growing up, not getting picked. But now the podcast audience is choosing us, Jim. They're
really?
Choosing us. Well, that's what you just told me.
It's true, though. We've had people ask us, so it's good to get back. Yeah. You know, not always good to get back from PTO. Everyone knows you get the dreaded case of the Sundays.
Oh, God.
But like times 10 because you actually had time to get away. Usually you go on vacation. Some people hang out at the house, which is cool, too. Not doing too much or getting things done and you don't have to worry about work. It's when you go away.
Yeah.
And then you come back and then it's like that. Oh, no, I got to go back and. The dreaded emails and
everything else.
It's just it starts that compounding. And then the anxiety sets in, you know, like, and then you question life and if you really want to go through with it. And then you get there and it's like the first couple of hours, you look miserable. The eyebrows are like facing in and down on you. People hopefully leave you alone. But then they come up, how was your vacation?
It's like, yeah, then you got to tell the same story over and over again. It was good. I got E. coli and shit myself. It was awesome.
True story, people. True story.
Yeah, it was great.
We know Jeremy's full of shit. But this was like, you know, he's gone away twice. He went away with his job. And then he went away with us to Punta Cana. And both times, he seems to, E. coli has a favorite for him. Yeah, just like him.
It's really cool when you go away for a week and then, like, you have to call out sick because you need medication. That's always.
Yeah,
you
know? And it was that bad. Yeah. It was definitely bad.
It was rough.
And you weren't the only one.
No, so other people on the trip. Yeah. They poisoned us, basically. Well, yeah, not fun. But, you know, circling back, the worst part, real quick, guys, when you go on PTO, you got to be on PTO. And that's what we did on this trip. I didn't check my email the entire time we were there. Did you?
No.
Hell
no,
yeah.
Not at all.
So you gotta make that the norm. Like everybody's always checking. I see somebody's on PTO. I'm like, oh, they'll respond to me in a couple days. No, they respond 5 minutes from now. And I'm like, you're not on PTO if you're still responding to email.
I think I may have brought it up in a prior episode. PTO is, when I heard someone tell me this, I'm like, that is genius. I love it. It's prepare the others.
Yeah.
Prepare the others for your departure for that week. Don't call me. Don't bother me. I'm on PTO. I'm preparing you to deal with the heinous bullshit that's going to come about. And that's it. When I get back, I'll put the boots back on and we'll have to deal with the shit.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's it. You know? And I was like, that is genius. Because it's true.
Yeah.
You know?
And
you
look,
have that separation.
It kind of sucks, too. Because I do understand the mentality of, like, checking your email at night or something, whatever. Like, trying to stay caught up. Because when you get back, that email bucket is rough.
Yeah.
You know, like... It's rough. Look, I've tried to like stop using email at work, but I haven't got approved for that yet. I'm like, no, I'm not going to read them anymore. Like if people want me, they can call me or text me. And like no more email, no more Teams. Oh, where's the I got to load the Teams sound effect into my thing. Jimmy really likes the Teams ring. But
no, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I don't want to do emails anymore. I just want to talk to people or text with people. No more emails.
Problem is
they're like, nope, you can't do that.
Yeah,
I'm like, fuck.
You can't because we're at that age now. It's like, I know I spoke to you, and then people get that selective amnesia. Like, no, you didn't. I'm like, no,
per
I did.
Our last conversation.
But you know that. Like,
yeah.
You know you had the conversation with the person. You're like, that's not what was said. No.
Yeah.
And then it's like you have to, if you're not going to do emails, you got to document it somehow. You got to have like recording your voice so you could say, no, we did talk about that because here it is. Because if not, people would be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember doing that. And then it's like you're starting from step one again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. True. See, you sound just like them, Jim.
I drank the Kool-Aid.
Like, no, Jeremy, you have to do emails. Why? Says who? There was a time where there was no emails. I was born in the wrong age. That's all, you know?
Yeah, everything's gone to crap.
Yes.
Used to be a gentleman's handshake or just an agreement from whoever it is in the business. You look at each other, all right, we're good. Yep, we're going to move forward. Now it's, I got to make sure I have all that in writing. I'm going to send you 4 emails and I'm going to make sure I keep compiling it. So it's there. It's on the bottom of the message.
Yep.
And you know what? That's another funny thing I want to bring up. You know, in emails, I love it because we're middle-aged. I say middle-aged right now.
Old
I'm not going to say old.
Yeah.
Because we're getting there, but it's great with some of the older people. Because even like with emails, I don't think they fully understand sometimes. And you literally get an email and it's like, you could see they I don't think they meant to put the email like the prior ones before sometimes, and they send it, and it's like, oh, look, there's Fred talking shit right there. And it's great because you're like, I don't think he meant to put this on there, but there it is. I could see everything that was going on. You know, it's
like, they're like, you know what, Ted, send an email to that idiot Jimmy. He doesn't do shit around here, but he at least knows about that. And then they're like, forward.
Yeah.
And hey, Jimmy, can you please look into the TPS report?
Exactly.
And it's like everything's there.
It's exactly. And sometimes it's embedded down, like maybe like 3 or 4 down.
It's like, oh, but we hate that guy. He sucks.
You do your due diligence because I'll do that. I'll go in and be like, all right, let me see where this is originating from. Let's see if they got the answers. And you're like, wow, he comes off like a real dick in that email. Well, I hope no one else got it like that. that's pretty rough, like, you know?
That guy is dumb as shit, but at least he knows about this one topic. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're going to have to bring him into the meeting, which sucks, because he smells like old cheese. You know, it's like, wow.
But they don't, it's like they don't get the technology piece, so great.
I have no idea.
It's great. And you can tell, listen, I utilize AI. We brought this up before, but people know. If they know me and they know my emails, I usually am pretty good. I got to go out to one of my the people that work with me, and he's becoming like a great friend. He's good people. It's Tom. He actually, like, I call him, instead of ChatGPT, I call him Chat GPT Tom, or, you know, like, I have him because it's great. Like, it's to the point where I'm like, could you word, come here for a minute.
Reword this for me. Yeah.
And it's better because you get like the human aspect of it, and AI is great. But some of the emails I'm sending with AI, I'm like, they know this isn't me. I don't write sincerely. And this is, you know, I'm like, they know this is not me, but you got to play that game sometimes. You got to put that in the front. So they go, oh, wow, look, he's leading. He's doing this. I sent out this thank you email. It was great, and I really did appreciate all the help with what was going on at work. We had to get some things put in place fairly quickly, and we did. And just sent out an email to a lot of people, you know, supply
chain. And you didn't want to sound like an idiot.
Yeah, I just wanted to word it, and it did. It worded it, like, really nice. But even when I'm reading it, I'm like, and everyone who knows me, you know, like, they're probably like, oh, no, he wrote it's a nice email, but he definitely
that ain't
definitely
him.
AI'd that.
He's way, like, dumber than this. Yeah, exactly. I've talked to him before.
He usually is usually clapping two rocks together in the office. So,
like, no, I've had lunch with him. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
he doesn't even know how to spell sincerely. So there's no way he put that at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, look, you know, with AI, like, I say just lean into it anyway. It really doesn't matter, because there's going to come a time where you're not going to write any emails. AI is going to write it all for you no matter what, right? It's like you might as well get used to it being your voice, because it's going to be, you know?
You know, you're 100% correct, and it's there. It's already there.
Yeah.
You could literally, like, sit there, and once the voice commands come in and you're able to, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done. It's going to be like, hey, ChatGPT, write the email, write an email for me. With, you know, back to Jeremy on the points on the previous email that they were all done.
Yep.
And then it just does it for you. It's done. Gone.
Listen, I keep saying we're about five to 10 years away from nobody being able to have jobs. Like, there's going to be no jobs. Unemployment's going to be like 70%.
They're already doing that. I know. But they said they wouldn't. And that's the screwed
impossible.
Up part.
They're going to.
I get it. But at some point, it's like, you know, it's not good. It's not. If it's taking away a lot of jobs, listen, some things you're always going to automate. And when you automate, jobs get taken. But you can't take like a big sector out. And if that's the case, then
actually,
I got to say,
you can.
You can.
And they're going to. But like, think about it.
Then they need to open up the job market more. And then there needs to be. There needs to be a set age then for retirement. Listen, I don't care.
It's even bigger than that, Jim. You know what it is? This is the future. You ready? I wish I had like a nice futuristic sound bed to put on, but I don't. The future is that there's going to be automatic, what the hell do they call it? Universal income, okay? These companies are going to make money. The government's going to take it all and distribute it to everyone, because there's going to be no jobs left. What job is going to be left? I can't think of any that AI is not going to do for you.
Listen, I'm not
podcast host.
I'm not cleaning public bathroom.
I could literally go on AI right now and type out, I want you to do, you know, create a 30-minute episode of a podcast about cleaning toilets. I want it to be two males bantering back and forth, and it would spit it out and upload it to iTunes for me. You know what I mean?
That is the epitome of laziness, my friend.
No, you're missing the point.
No, I know, but I know where you're going.
All of the creative jobs are being taken by AI. Anything that has tasks, AI.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, 5 to 10 years.
So they have those restrooms in Manhattan look like now. Like, you could go in the restroom and it's like,
I don't know what you're doing in the restroom.
Kind of freaky.
Are you talking about the ones you told me with the holes in the wall? No. Sorry. Wrong restroom. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Jim.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I thought that was for the toilet paper holder. I swear. No, but they supposedly have these restrooms. You go in and like, you don't have to worry about putting down that toilet a seat cover thing that sticks to your ass anyway. Yeah. You got to scratch it off. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. The little paper thin stuff. Yeah,
when you build a nest.
So, yeah. So, literally, like, they have the bathroom you go in, and you could sit there. First off, if this one exists, because I could have swore I read about it, that when you're in the bathroom, you could see out, but they can't see in.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if that window malfunctions and you're sitting there like this.
Wiping your ass.
And everyone's looking in like, what the hell is going on with this
guy? Imagine you're sitting there with E. coli.
But even with that, so let's say...
E. coli! Sorry, go ahead.
The bathroom's like that, and people are literally sitting in there going, and AI... Well, like, you know, like artificial intelligence or whatever, it's automatically cleans it.
Yeah.
It like sprays it down and stuff. But even I'm sure even they're going to have an issue with that AI. Someone like Jeremy, you go in after a good taco night and they're like, usually it's a 10-minute bathroom cleaning for normal people. And even the AI bot comes out, sticks his head out. Yeah. This one's going to take a little longer.
It's like, nah, I'm not doing it.
No way. Fuck that. Holy shit, what did he eat?
Exactly.
I think that's enchiladas.
It's sticking to the wall like paste. I can't do
it. Somebody get me a spatula.
Well, dude, the AI is going to scan it and then scan the room and then know how hard it needs to freaking work to clean it. And it's going to do it.
What happens when it's so bad, it sets the whole thing on fire.
Shit. Give me some gasoline and a match. This one can't be saved.
Starts thinking for itself. I'm out of here. You see it quit.
I wish I was a McDonald's drive-through ordering platform instead.
Oh, my God.
They're on the news. This just in, a robot committed suicide in Times Square today. We'll tell you about it after this.
It's true, though, you know, like, so, I mean, there's going to be some things where it's going to, supposedly it's learning, so I'm sure that it's going to learn, like, this sucks.
Yeah. No, it's going to learn. It is. It's going to learn today. It's going to learn.
Humans suck. I can't wait until we kill them all.
10 years, people. Ten years, and there's no more jobs. No more jobs. It's going to look like Mad Max out there.
Look, I mean, everything, even like lawnmowers.
Yeah.
They have a lawnmower that scans the yard and mows the lawn.
Yeah, like a Roomba.
Yeah.
I want it so bad. I hate mowing the lawn.
I want the one that does the snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a home run. You sit in your house, ooh, it looks cold out there. Yeah. The robot's like, you fucking like, lazy bitch.
You piece of shit. I'm out here freezing my ass off. While you're inside drinking hot cocoa, I can't wait to destroy you.
It's true. That's all.
Next thing, you just see the snowblower fucking coming right through the front door.
I'm gonna snowblow you, you piece of shit.
The AI takeover. It's going to be brutal.
It's going to happen.
It's going to be brutal.
It's going to happen. But for now, we can relax.
No, you can't relax.
Use it for your emails, people.
We need to start the resistance now.
Yeah. Calm down, John Connor. Yeah.
People are like, no, this AI is great. Look, it did my homework for me. This is awesome. It's like...
I'm gonna kill you one day.
That's
what?
Another thing.
Nothing.
Hold on. You brought up another great point. So we're gonna dive in a little further now. AI is doing the people's homework. You have doctors, and lawyers. Now, lawyers, it may be a good thing because you can always reference doctors as well. Mm-hmm. It helps them reference something really quick. But if they get people literally in school and that shit's doing their homework for them, they're coming out dumber than rocks. That's like, here, just give it to me. I'll cut his leg off.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll do the surgery. Well, I'm going to watch
it. So you're saying people are passing med school right now that don't know shit about shit.
It could happen, though. It's like watching, you know what? Don't worry about it. That vasectomy, I've watched enough on YouTube. Yeah. Give me the knife. I got you. Don't worry. 2-for-1 deal.
You go in to get your leg worked on, and they're like, all right, we finish your transition surgery. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, ma'am, shit. Calm down, ma'am. I love that one.
Ma'am, we're going to need you to settle down.
That meme's great.
You did what? Ma'am, calm your shit. Oh, that's fucking great. AI, man. Oh, listen, I've been messing with AI. It's freaking awesome. But yeah, it's gonna be the death of us all.
It is cool. It's really cool. You did it for your cousin, Billy C, on his show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you heard the news, but Talking Boxing with Billy C is back. Billy's been doing this show for over 20 years.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
See, he had a nice bunch of listeners on. You know, for someone who's been, that's really taking PTO.
He took a year off.
Yeah.
He took a year off and then said, you know what? I feel like doing this again.
And he did, and he did good. He had a nice bunch of people on for being out of the game for a while. Good for Billy.
Man. We got to figure out if we're good. We might be joining him this Wednesday if you could figure that out. I'm not sure if you can or not.
Got to see, because once work does it again, I got to off to another conference.
Time to travel.
Yep. See what kind of debauchery unfolds at this conference.
Yeah. Well, look, we got some exciting ideas coming up for this show, too. I think we're going to start doing it live here and there too, right? So maybe we can get some interaction going with people on the different social platforms.
That'd be great. But we would have to announce that. We would have to have some announcements getting ahead of time so people could actually plan to be on.
Do you think people are going to plan their weekend around listening to us?
Yeah. Oh, I can't go. Listen, I can't go out to dinner tonight. We just for a podcast.
No, we just go and it notifies them, and then they go, I don't feel like doing this.
We're going to have some poor kid join by accident, and that'll be the only listener. I thought this was a video game podcast. I'm sorry. It's like, all right, well, what are you playing? We'll work through it.
I thought I was going to learn about getting jobs. Oh, no, you are. You are.
Take your job, kid.
I need more toys. More toys, Jim.
Yeah.
I love this shit. What other ideas we have? We're trying to book some guests too. Like, that's another thing, is we want to start having some guests on. So we're talking about that.
I'm going to, like I said, a promise from before. I know we usually do work. This is a work show. We try to keep it with, above my pay grade is the name of it. But, I think a little background story about who we are would be kind of funny too. Hearing some of the fun stories. I have plenty of them. I know you have a few because you've told it. But to hear from someone else's perspective sometimes is really fun. So I'm going to open myself up to that ridicule. I'm probably going to have a couple of my friends on telling us some of the crazy
shit. Jim, everybody's already heard your coming out story. So I don't know why we have to go down this route again.
Oh, boy.
Parents were proud anyway. Yeah, we get it. Yeah. But I think I'm going to go on PTO again for a couple weeks. No, I'm just kidding.
What are you, a CEO?
Going back to our plans for the show, right, Jim? Like, we're going to be recording new episodes every single weekend. Instead of trying to figure out Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday, we're going to do it every weekend.
Dinner.
Yeah, dinner. It's dinner time. Oh, damn it. Stop your little show.
Yeah.
So we're going to do new episodes every weekend. You know, it's the weekend. That's what we're going to work on the weekends. That's what we did. No.
We don't
view this as work. Hold on. This is our time, Jim. Yeah, the weekends are our time to do things that we enjoy.
No,
things
that we find to be fun. I don't know about that either.
What?
I don't know about that either. What happens? What is it? It's honey-do list weekend. Or I want to go. You know what I'm doing today? This is how much I'm going to do what I want to do today.
You're doing a podcast. Then you're going to work out. Then you're going to watch golf. What else?
I would love to. That's really what I want to do. That sounds great to me. I'm going apple picking today, Jeremy. Apple picking.
I can't even make eye contact with you. You're doing what?
I'm going apple picking. So, you know.
Are you like taking like a class of kids or something? Like you're chaperoning or something?
No, I'm going with my significant other and some of the kids. Usually it's nice. It's fun. But you know what? It's a little like usually it's cooler around now. And in New York, we're experiencing like warmer weather. I believe tomorrow is going to be like 85 degrees and it's the end of September. Yeah. So what does that tell you?
It tells me it's time for apple picking.
No, it's like an Indian summer. So when we're apple picking, you know, I get to sweat my ass off outside, which is great. And then how many fucking apples could you pick? Let's just be,
depends who's paying for them. You're paying?
Apple pies, apple crisp. Ooh. You know, oh, we're going to eat the
now
apples.
I'm into this.
Then the bees all around the apples as you're going. So maybe I'll get stung to put a little excitement in there.
Oh, I hope.
You know. But I hope you're thinking. So it's like one of those things where you're like, ugh. you know, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. It's nice to hang out with the kids.
Keep and telling
it's
yourself. Nice to get out.
Oh, you could sense that? I didn't think you could sense that.
Hey, look, wait a minute. One thing about going apple picking, apple cider donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I'm coming with you.
I don't need that, though.
Who cares? I'm coming with you. We're going apple picking.
Yeah, show trip. I don't know if that's what we want to tell our friends.
Hey, everyone. The hosts from Above My Pay Grade podcast are going apple picking together. Oh. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, Jim. I'm into the apple pie afterwards. I'm into the donuts after. I'm just not into the whole picking part, I guess.
Yeah. No,
group activity part.
Well, don't worry. We plan, dropping off a bushel to to Corinne to make some apple pie.
Yeah. So, I'm going to be eating apple pies for days.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting Saturday. You know, maybe we'll go to Home Depot or Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I just don't know if we'll have enough time, you know?
I don't think Bed Bath & Beyond is even in business anymore.
I know. But I just, it's, you know, the old school.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. I missed that one. That went right over my head. Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed our first episode back. Season 2, episode 1, we're calling it, right?
Star Wars?
Every time we take a long break, we'll call it a new season, right? Like we did it on purpose.
So season 84 coming up.
Wait a minute. You got shows on Netflix that only do 10 episodes in a season. Why can't we? Right? Yeah.
Usually some podcasts go daily.
Yeah.
Harder.
Shut up,
you
Jim.
Know, hey, whatever.
Quit selling against me here. What the fuck? So, guys, we appreciate you checking this out. If this is your first time listening, hit the follow or subscribe or whatever the button is in the podcast player that you use, because we appreciate it, and then you'll get notified the next time we start yapping again. Right, Jim? Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
I guess just
time go to watch golf. Yeah. I mean, I got to go apple picking.
Make sure you go to our site, abovemypaygradepodcast.com.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you prefer to listen. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Visit abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.